Welcome to the ADHD and HD podcast. If you've been diagnosed with ADHD or suspect you do have ADHD, then this is the podcast for you. This podcast is focused on helping entrepreneurs, public figures, and CEOs thrive while living with an adult diagnosis of ADHD. My name is Ashley Brianna Eve, a triple certified coach, including in positive psychology and human design. I fuse the spiritual with logical, scientific principles to help you flourish despite your diagnosis. Without further ado, let's get started. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast. I'm so honored to have you here, and I cannot wait to dive into ADHD and HD with you. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about why I started this podcast before you dive into all of the juiciness and knowledge that is awaiting you. I actually have a background in counseling. I worked within the mental health field for many years at the start of my career, working with children, youth, and even adults who had been out of the workplace due to ADHD, PTSD, schizophrenia, bipolar, depression, anxiety, and a whole range of different reasons based on mental health. I even ran an equine-assisted therapy program that combined equine-assisted therapy with NLP for 2 years. Now, despite my extensive background in the counseling and mental health fields, I actually went undiagnosed with ADHD until my late 30s. Yes, I'm not even joking, despite being in the field. And this is where I believe a lot of people are going undiagnosed. And this is exactly why I started this podcast episode. For me internally and my self-talk, I always thought there's no possible way I could actually have ADHD because I'm such a high performer. I achieve so much. I'm incredibly successful at everything I take on. I'm not distracted. I'm not hyperactive. I can sit my ass down at the computer and do 10 hours of work straight. What are you talking about? I can pick up a sport and then start competing in it. I have horses that I'm competing. I'm competing in CrossFit. I'm doing all of these things. There's no way I have ADHD. And I'm a millennial. Therefore, I also grew up in the era of everyone has ADHD. You're a little distracted. People tell you you have ADHD. And my doctors had not even really caught on to the linkage of all my symptoms because, again, I was so successful and such a high performer. So sure, yeah, we used to joke that I had ADHD. Sure, yeah, we used to joke that I had a short attention span and I couldn't sit still. And yes, hindsight is 20/20. You look back on the multiple businesses I always have going at any one point in time, the multiple sports I'm competing in, and all of these different things that I was accomplishing at any given snapshot of my life, you could see how certain things could be attributed to a diagnosis of ADHD. However, I didn't see it like that. I didn't see how it was negatively impacting my life, and no practitioner or anyone that I had gone to see was linking the different symptoms. And it actually wasn't until I hit massive burnout where my body was just saying no. My body had enough. I had hit not just a brick wall, but maybe a black hole would be a better descriptor. And it was this ADHD state of burnout where there was this combination of physical, mental, and emotional exhaustion that was caused by long-term unmanaged ADHD symptoms and stressors. And it wasn't actually until the external stressors of my life had started to pile on by multiple things happening at once that we really didn't see the ADHD symptoms amplified enough where it became obvious. And when that started to happen initially, and maybe you can relate, this is something I see with a lot of my ADHD high performer clients, when this started to initially show up and rear its ugly head, I was in the state of denial. I did not want a box. I did not want a label. I did not want ADHD to define me or my life. And yet, because I was in denial and because I was so stubborn and bullheaded over not wanting ADHD to define my life and define myself, it was negatively impacting my life and my business and everything else, my relationships, everything. It was a domino effect. And the more I stood my ground and the more I became stubborn over, I don't want a label, because if I have a label, then it's going to excuse these behaviors or cause more of these behaviors or whatever story I had created around what a label, I'm using air quotes, of ADHD would result in. Well, the more I stood strong in that stance, the more it negatively impacted my life and the more stress I actually entered and the more burnout I entered and the more my ADHD symptoms were amplified. And I find a lot of my clients and those I work with are in one of those two situations as well, where either one, they are such a high performer and so successful and so good at pushing through until their body says no, that they think there's no way I could be ADHD. What do you mean? And two, the other flip side of that is there is a recognition that, yeah, okay, there's something going on, something more than just being distracted or overwhelmed or stressed. And too bad, so sad, I don't want the label. I'm not even going to look at it. I'm not even going to consider it because I don't want the byproduct of what I believe will happen with that label. And a lot of us high performers, I tend to find what we believe will happen is when we have that label of ADHD, well, then we're just going to excuse all those behaviors. We're going to stay unfocused. We're not going to get things done. We're not going to achieve our goals. And we're just going to live in this cycle of hyperactivity and distraction and self-sabotage. And these are all narratives that we've created that we can shift at any one point in time. The idea that having a quote-unquote label of ADHD is going to limit you or cause you to not be successful is the very belief that prevents you from being successful and scaling your business or creating the life of your dreams. Because there's a fundamental refusal to see how your brain operates differently and how certain things are preventing you from achieving what you desire to achieve. So it's this interesting situation that so many high performers find themselves in of, well, I don't want the label because I don't want it to limit me, but the very refusal to accept the brain disorder essentially that you have is what is limiting you. And so when I had finally kind of, I don't want to say accepted because it was not a graceful acceptance. It was more of my body had said no so much that I finally needed the answer. I needed to accept that there was something else going on, that my brain did operate differently, and that very likely there was no way back to how I used to operate. So when I finally got to that place and received the help that I got, well, one, it's not like everything was just rainbows and butterflies. It's not like your ADHD just disappears. However, I was able and I am able to put the structure, strategy, and support in my life to ensure I'm still reaching my goals and ensure that I am working with my brain and with my body rather than against it, because that's what a lot of people do. They work against their brain, against their body, try to incorporate human design into their life, which is embodiment, the epitome of embodiment and working from your body, and wonder why things are still haywire, wonder why things are still not working out. So when I finally had accepted that and started to move with the ADHD label, I was able to flourish in spite of it. Because I don't believe ADHD is a superpower. There's a lot of research to show it is not. And I think sometimes when we bypass it as being what it is, we limit ourselves rather than accepting it for what it is and leveraging our strengths while also having that ADHD diagnosis. So when I got that diagnosis, it was this opportunity for me to really understand myself on a deeper level, to put the support in place that I required, and also to have more grace with myself, because I believe we all can be our harshest critics, our inner judge, our not self voice, if you look at it from the human design lens, can be some of the most detrimental to our mental health. And for those that are high performers with ADHD, the internal dialogue can really be awful of just buckle down, push harder, and all of this negativity on why we're not able to do what we want to do, and all this judgment, this self-judgment. And again, a lot of it can come from external conditioning, and that's something I help unwind with my clients in deconditioning offers and mind-body offers through the lens of human design. Therefore, when we either gracefully or not so gracefully move into our acceptance era, we are able to actually start creating a life we desire. We actually get to start working with our body rather than against it, which I think is so important, because eventually your body will say no. And when your body says no, no matter how hard you push, no matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you try to convince yourself you just need more coffee, or you just need more sleep, or you just need to buckle down more, or you just need 45 more courses, no matter how much you try to convince yourself of that, your body has said no. It is in the emergency brake position, and you can stomp your foot on the gas all you want. You're not going anywhere. And I believe that a diagnosis, or even if you are in a situation, because I do believe there are situations where people don't have physicians that are willing to give that diagnosis, or don't have physicians that even believe they have something wrong with them. So even if you don't get that official diagnosis, accepting and moving forward as, okay, you don't want to give me that diagnosis, I don't have the physician support, although I do recommend pushing and I do recommend seeking it out until you are able to find the physician support. I also don't want to put more stress on you if you're like, Ashley, I've tried everything and I can't find someone to help me. So if we are looking at the self-diagnosis lens, well, once you accept that and you start to move with the ADHD rather than against it, you start to move with your brain and your body rather than against it, you can start creating a pathway forward to create the success you desire. But I truly believe as long as you are judging a part of self, that part of self that has the ADHD, your brain that operates differently than others, as long as you are judging that part of self, you are never working in harmony, mind, body, and soul. And you are always working against yourself, which inevitably is going to cause resistance. It's going to cause health issues. It's going to cause mental health issues. And it's going to double down on the symptoms that you're experiencing with your ADHD. So that is a long-winded way of saying I'm so passionate about this and I'm moving forward in this direction because, one, as a 4-6, I externalize my wisdom as the role model, and this is something I've been through myself. As well, I've seen it over the years working with high performers that are either diagnosed or undiagnosed ADHD and how it's impacted their life and business. And it certainly does not help in an online space right now where everyone is so ADHD because they're slightly distracted or because they are a manifesting generator or a generator, right? So my hope is to not just provide a safe place in my free content for you to experiment and experience what it means to be ADHD as well as a high performer with big goals within your business and life, but also containers, coaching, and mentorship that support you in the deconditioning process and help you unravel some of that rat's nest that's happening between the not self and those shadow aspects of your human design and gene keys, as well as those ADHD symptoms, so that we can get you flourishing in business and life. All right, that's all I have for you today. If you would like to learn more about ways to work together, you can head over to holistichumandesignanalyst.com or follow me over on Instagram at @IamAshleyBriannaEve. You can also shoot over an email to support@AshleyBriannaEve.com to discuss ways that I can support you in your deconditioning process so you can flourish in business and life. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.